Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
You guys know Sierra got married last year. It's a lot of work.
Oh boy, was it.
It's a lot to do. And one thing that really helped her figure out what to do first, where to access certain resources, how to get people to know where they were supposed to go for a wedding, Zola.
With Zola, you can discover venues and find vendors easily. You can message and book vendors right on their website. And truly, when I say that that was the first part that we had to do and also one of the most intimidating and hardest, it's so nice to just have them all listed right there and be able to talk to them right there and then.
They also have free planning tools, which is really helpful because you don't know what you don't know. And if when you go to Zola, you have a guest list manager, wedding website templates, a budgeting tool, because dang, can a wedding get out of hand real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It could all eliminate so much stress and you'll save so much time, all because it's like a one-stop shop.
That's so true. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable.
There's even a five-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch.
Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Hey guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent.
I have something to talk to you about.
Oh, okay.
That's my favorite thing is like hoping one of us comes with something like that. Because,
I didn't this time.
Okay,
I did.
Two things. Okay. I was looking at the Daily Mail, which is one of my favorite things to do is just to sit and scroll through it because sometimes they're pretty on with things. Other times I'm like, this seems...
I had a little massage.
Oh, for sure. It's trash.
Yeah.
But sometimes...
They're on it.
They're right.
Yeah.
So, first thing, I saw this. They were talking about Justin Bieber's new music video for Anyone, I think. He's like boxing. And he makes out with another woman, or just a singular woman.
Oh.
In the video.
Mm-hmm.
Not his wife.
Uh-huh.
Who happens to be... a model.
Yes, she's super hot.
Right. So I understand he's acting.
Right.
And Haley even came out. Haley, like, I know her because we're friends. Haley posted something saying, like, oh, this, I love this person. She's my queen. Like, I think you're great. You do awesome work.
Yeah.
Macking on my husband. How would you deal?
Always said, I feel like, listen. And maybe Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie gave me some weird trust issues.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't care if they're acting. If the chemistry is that good on screen, that means there's chemistry off screen.
Yeah.
And I don't trust that.
Yeah, no one's that good at their job.
No! It's not that good at acting.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I'm feeling the love with you guys.
Yeah.
In other places.
If you're making me tingle places...
then you guys are fucking.
There's no way you're not also tingling, okay?
Exactly.
We're all tingling here, and it's not okay.
Let's just pretend that they had to do a sex scene, or even just, like, making out.
Yeah.
Guys are
touching
get...
tongues in this day and age is really, really intimate.
Wow. And also dangerous. I hope they got tested.
Yes.
For everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like... I don't know. Guys are going to get bone dogs. And then...
How do they not?
That's what I'm saying.
How do they not?
As a partner, like if Corey gets boner looking at another girl, I'm like, excuse me, what?
First of all, you said it's, that as if you experienced it.
I have not, but I'm just... That would be my
He's just
reaction.
Like in public and he's just rocking a hearty and you're like, why?
Who?
We're enjoying fabrics.
Is it the cashier or me? Because it better be me.
I saw.
Well, I'm just saying that because
Martha Stewart magazine.
I am just hoping that, like, you know, he's not ever going to be tongue in somebody. So looking is the most.
Is it because we were cheated on?
Probably. I got mad trust issues.
Because I can understand when actors do it. Here's my thing. I think because.
Oh, I have another. Here's my thing.
If it's an actor and an actor.
Yeah. It cancels each other out.
Yeah. But because Haley's a model and she doesn't necessarily act, not that she can't, girl, you do what you want. Because you listen. But she doesn't.
Yeah.
So when is she going to be making out with someone in a campaign?
Right.
She was in an underwear campaign with him.
Oh, but I bet she does do like model-y stuff. Like I've seen some models and I'm like, whoa, they are pressed up against each other.
Yeah, but their mouths aren't on each other.
That's true. And you know what I told Corey?
I have been close to people in line at Cedar Point, basically.
was an ad. Yeah. Or Calvin Klein.
Yes.
But our mouths weren't touching. Listen, I've always said, and I think I'm weird like this, because sex is like, whatever. But like...
Is it?
For me.
Okay.
When it comes to intimacy, but kissing, that's like the most intimate thing you can do. In my book, I've always been like, if you were just out there fucking, honestly, I'd be more upset if you were making out with somebody.
Yeah. 'Cause
that to me is more intimate. I don't know why.
Because it's foreplay?
Maybe. I don't know why.
But I feel that. And so I watched it. No, I didn't. I looked at the article and I got judgy.
I was offended for her.
And I wanted to talk about it.
Yeah. I don't know. Their relationship is probably fine. You know, some people have completely open relationships.
That
and they're
I
like,
can't do.
Yeah. Well, me neither, turns out.
See, I maybe that's a
I did a couple
world.
Times, but it was on accident. I didn't actually know that I was in it.
I didn't agree to the openness of the relationship.
No.
Same.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I could do that.
Yeah. But again,
and
I think it
give
might be
her
our
props.
Trust issues.
Maybe. But I give her props for being like, yeah, you go, girl. I'm fine with you making out with my husband. But I feel like I would do that publicly as well
to
support
too.
Him.
I would too.
But
and
inside, I'm
at
like...
night. I would be like really on her Instagram. Are you liking his stuff?
Hey, why didn't you cast me?
Yeah.
Because not only
that's gonna get
do
brought
you
up,
get
like,
to
months
make
from
out
now.
With me, your wife, your human bride.
Your hot ass wife.
But also, that's more income for us. You could have hired me.
We're both making money.
Paid us. Hello. We're just feeding each other here. But now you had to bring this other person in.
Especially since they're like a staple for being so in love with each other.
Yeah, she's been in his music videos before.
Yeah.
Multiple.
So you know it's not like that she can't act.
Right.
Or like she's afraid of the camera. Yeah. Which would be me. I'd be like, no, absolutely hire somebody else. I don't
now,
care if you have to. What?
Here's a question. Here's a question.
Okay.
If the other girl, which I didn't look into, if she has a partner, is it okay?
Probably.
You feel
I feel
fine
better about it. If she's not single.
Oh, yeah.
Or if she was like a lesbian. Mm. Then I'd feel fine. I'd be like, okay, well, I know you don't want him. Not that that's on her, but sometimes girls can be...
Persistent?
Persistent.
Guys can be persistent. People can
and
be
men
persistent.
Are stupid. I'm just kidding. It's 100% the person who was in a relationship's fault during cheating. I just want that to be said. But also...
I love that we went so deep into cheating.
I have a
when
lot
this
to
is
say
just
about
business.
Yeah, listen.
How do you get away with that? That's impressive.
Porn stars do it. And no, it's not just making out.
In like them being in relationships?
Oh yeah, there's like a
I cannot.
There's like a couple that does it. I just
not with each other.
They do sometimes, but a lot of times they do it with other people, both the guy and the girl. And they just
you know a
like,
lot about them.
I know. I've seen some stuff.
On the Daily Mail.
On the Daily Mail. On a reputable site. So then I had to delve further into it because I'm like, this sounds like a crazy relationship. Now
Why
I need
don't
to
they
know
have
more.
A reality show?
Yeah.
The other
One
thing-
could say they do.
One could. The other thing I wanted to bring up is I have a new hero. Nope. Uh-huh. There is a British, like how quickly I was like, absolutely not, definitely not you.
And next.
No. There's a British man who got drunk and changed his name to Celine Dion and didn't know until it came in the mail in this envelope that was like, do not bend. And he opened it and he's like, oh, fuck, I changed my name to Celine Dion. And he's a big fan. He wanted to go see her in Vegas, and because of COVID, he couldn't. So instead, he watched her concerts on YouTube and then changed his name.
I love when drunk people do dumb drunk things.
Right?
My sister one time bought a tanning bed when she was drunk. She was like, hey, I got wasted last night. I'm pretty sure I bought a tanning bed.
Purchasing a tanning bed? No.
It's that's not changing your name.
That's a big buy.
It's a big purchase.
But like, you could cancel that. He changed his name. His legal name.
First of all, when was he drunk? Because I feel like they're only open
I know
for certain hours.
Was he able to do it online? Can you do that online?
Oh, maybe. If you have all the right documentation, I bet you could.
You just scan it in.
I don't know. I've never changed my name because I'm not married.
I had to go to the Social Security office.
Is that where you go?
Yeah.
Do you get a new number?
No.
Oh.
No, they just updated.
You just changed your name?
Yeah. And I was like,
can you change your name to whatever?
Yes.
Like, if I wanted to go change my last name to Corey's right now, but we're not married, there's nothing they could do, right?
Correct.
I might just do that.
That's manifesting at its highest.
But not tell him and just be like, my last name's Parsons now.
Even if we break up, that's my name. So if we're not in a relationship, we're cousins. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm still coming to Thanksgiving, bitch.
That's amazing. If you could get drunk and change your name to a celebrity or just any name, what would you pick?
Probably. No, you go. I have to really think.
Barbara Walters came to my mind.
I really liked
Barbara Walters, but that just reminded me of the name that pissed me off that I told you today. Do you guys know that Walt Disney's name is Walter?
We were really upset when we found out.
Devastated.
It kind of changes him in my mind.
It does.
Walter.
It makes his mustache way less charming.
A lot more upsetting.
Yes. And the fact that he has a friend that's an imaginary mouse, like, way weirder.
No, it's not okay.
Yeah, none of it's okay.
Oh, you know, I've actually heard some things about Walter Disney that
don't call him that.
I have to now.
Do you know what his middle name is?
P.
Walter P. Disney. And it's not even a full name. It's just the letter.
It's P-E-E. So unsettling.
No. It's Elias.
Walter Elias?
Walter Elias.
I kind of like that, actually. That brings him back.
You like
and
him?
And I'm back. Walt Disney. Disney.
No.
No.
Walty, old Walty.
Old Walty Disney.
I actually like that better.
I do too. It's not Walter.
Yeah, well, the Walter has really thrown me.
Yeah, I don't like that.
So definitely not that name.
I think I would change mine to Barbara Q Wings.
We can't both be Barbara. I'll change mine because yours is good.
Okay, thanks.
My dad used to answer the phone sometimes. Harvey's Pool Hall, cue ball speaking. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
There's that. Maybe it'd be cue ball.
I like it.
And I changed my address to Harvey's Pool Hall. Okay, so. Guys, I made a white Russian. Shane's aunt calls him Mommy's Chocolate Milk.
It is.
It's delicious. First couple
aggressive.
Sippies, though, were.
It looked strong when you were making it.
Yeah, ones that make your mouth go.
I'm surprised that you're I can't do white Russians. I can't do liquor and milk. There's something about it. It doesn't sit right with me. Or my asshole.
It will not sit right with me tomorrow. I won't sit right tomorrow. That's all I know.
I knew it.
So today we're talking about superstitions.
Yeah.
And that's one of Sears.
What? Milk and liquor?
Yeah. You can't mix them or else you have...
My ass will bleed.
Yes.
It's no good.
And that's on
IBS.
Yes.
Irritable bowel diseases, which I have.
Lactose intolerance.
Oh.
Or IBS.
I mean, thought I was lactose
intolerant. Pick your poison.
I thought I was lactose intolerant forever. Yeah. I told people that. But then I cut out dairy and I was still like having... And they were like, you have Crohn's. I was like, fuck. I've been missing it. And they're like, everything makes you shit. Congrats.
It doesn't so matter.
Turns
you
out. You guys, it's been beautiful. So I have... I found 50 of the strangest superstitions from around the world.
Are there any things like off the top of your head that you're like, I'm superstitious about that?
I do the if you spill salt, you have to throw some over your shoulder.
Oh my God, I do that. And I was baking with Ollie the other day.
Yeah.
And I spilled some. I threw them over my shoulder and his.
You just have to be like, and I don't like walking underneath ladders, but that's more of things falling and on me or yeah. off of things. Yeah. So I just really hate walking underneath ladders. I like won't do it.
I'm umbrellas inside.
Oh yeah, that's I've heard that that's a big. I don't give a fuck about umbrellas, but
if I see someone start to open an umbrella inside, I'd like aggressively throw it outside. So if it's gonna pop open, it's outdoors.
Yeah,
loophole.
What is supposed to happen if just bad luck and stuff?
Yeah, that's what they say. It's like don't do that because bad luck and stuff. That's why around the world people don't do shit
because bad luck and stuff. And I guess what I think a lot of us did a lot of things. Because we got a lot of bad luck and stuff.
When I was growing up, the whole don't step on a crack, you could break your mother's back. Mm-hmm. I still to this day as an adult will go out of my way not to step on a crack.
Yeah.
Like if I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. I mean, same.
If I accidentally do it, like whatever, I probably didn't notice. But
sorry, mommy. But so I'm not maliciously out there.
When my mom got cancer, I was like, oh my God.
Was it the crack?
It was the crack. I did this.
Step on a crack, give your mother cancer.
I'm gonna have to tell Barbara about that. Barbara, that's what I want. Oh God, I definitely can't be Barbara.
No, I'll take it.
Okay. I gotta be Cue Ball.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get on therapy. Whatever day I have it next. Well, I don't know if I have it this week or not because I'm waiting on a cancellation.
Oh, love when that happens, kind of.
I know.
It's kind of like lottery.
Will I, won't I? Yeah. Really the fun chance. To play with your mental health.
That's what I always say.
But I'm going to get on and be like, I don't go by Jerry anymore.
You call me Cue Ball or you call me nothing. Actually, you should take Barbara. That's a real power stance.
I'm the Barbara now.
I got it legally changed, so your move.
She's gonna quit.
Yeah, she'll be like, actually, we should see other people.
Well, great, I'm gonna change my name to their name too. Let them know.
I have all the fucking time in the world, man.
Oh, and I can do this online now, so I don't have to leave.
Oh. That's good stuff. Okay. All right, let's start off with one from Russia.
Step on a crack, give your mom cancer. Sorry, mom.
Okay. I apologize to you. That was crass.
I think it's very funny.
So do I. Okay. In Russia, they say that you should never say happy birthday too early to somebody.
What?
Because celebrating or even congratulating someone on a birthday before the day of their birthday brings bad luck for that whole year.
The whole year?
The whole year of that birth. Which is bad because I've been saying I was 30 since I turned 29.
Well, there's that. You and Shane are to blame for all of this because so has he.
Oh, I am so bad at that.
And me, because I made his birthday video and wrote happy 30th birthday because he's been saying he was going to turn 30 as a joke. And then everyone contacted me and was like, wait, is he 29 or is he 30? Do you know that your video says this? And I'm like, yeah.
It's a joke.
It was supposed to be funny, but no one got it. It didn't land anywhere. No. I need to take it down.
I got it. Okay, in Mexico and elsewhere, they say don't place two mirrors opposite of each other because the infinite reflections may look cool, but they believe that if they face mirrors open, or if they face mirrors together,
yeah.
It'll open a doorway for the devil.
Oh, that's terrifying.
That's so scary.
Someone told me you're supposed to close your mirrors like they open. put a blanket or cover your mirrors or take them down, face them down at night. because your soul leaves your body at night and then it like walks into the mirror and it can get stuck.
Okay, that physically made me ill. Yeah, like, do you see the tears?
Yes, like you should face it like toward your bed.
Oh my god.
What if you're like, I'm trapped in the mirror right now?
That literally gave me a panic that I never knew I had.
Like, really?
That made me, that,
oh, I'm
you just
so
unlocked
sorry.
A fucking phobia that I never knew I had, which is walking soul people trapped in mirrors.
No, think of soul. It's fine. It's fine.
I'm panicking. No, I'm fine.
I was in a 2-day panic attack after my last therapy, just in case anyone wanted to know.
It happens sometimes, and that's okay.
It was but not okay.
It hurts. It's really hard to breathe. And then with the whole COVID thing, it's like, yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I'm okay now.
You have the article, so I'll sit here until you're ready.
That was really scary for some reason.
I won't tell you anything else I know.
Thank you. Okay. In Japan, you never stick your chopsticks straight up because poking chopsticks down into your food is a big no-no. The utensils look like the unlucky number 4, which means death, and also the incense sticks used at funerals. Another tip, don't point your chopsticks at anyone because that's just rude, apparently.
Oh.
Which I do with Corey all the time.
You use chopsticks?
Yeah, we just had sushi today and I use chopsticks.
I cannot. I don't know
Not
how.
To eat anything other than sushi because sushi's easy to pick up.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
But like people eat rice? I'm
people
like,
will
how?
Show me how to use it. And I'm like, oh, I can do that. And then it's like my fingers all of a sudden stop knowing how to finger.
You
how to be fingers. They don't listen to my brain anymore.
You need to get the kids chopsticks. That's how I learned.
That's just what I want in my life. To feel more like a child.
They wrap the rubber bands around the ends and it's a lot easier.
What fun. Also,
I don't like that so many of these have to deal with death.
Well, what else would a superstition be?
Bad luck.
What's bad luck? Just like you're going to get a hangnail?
Yeah, I have one right now. It sucks. My poops are so sweaty underneath them. I'm sorry.
The mirror thing.
I'm like sweating hardcore now.
Who knew that the number 4 was unlucky in Japan?
Do we have an unlucky number for death here?
13.
Oh.
Well, I don't know if it's for death, but it's like the universal unlucky number because of like Friday the 13th.
Yeah, yeah. Which is, by the way,
yeah.
Fun fact, that's when we went on lockdown, which was on the 13th of March.
We did?
Yeah, that was
the Ides of March. That's not the I don't know what the Ides of March is. I know that it happens in March. It's when Dunsinane was gonna, the woods of Dunsinane were marching on. It's
what the fuck are you talking about?
It's Shakespeare. I okay. taught it. Anyway, I think it's Macbeth.
I was like, I'm gone. I am lost.
I think the woods of Dunsinane, it was in Macbeth.
I really want to be somebody who gives a shit about Shakespeare. But every time I try to read it, I'm like, I fucking cannot.
I thought you were saying, I really want to be a person who gives a shit about what you're saying.
That would be so mean.
But Beyonce and Jay-Z's lucky number is 4.
Really?
Yeah,
why the fuck do you know
that? First of all, I love Beyonce. Second of all, Blue has 4 letters in it.
Oh.
And their Jay-Z's one album was 444. Ivy is Blue Ivy's middle name. Ivy is the Roman numeral number 4.
Wow, I'm learning so much.
I know a lot.
What's your lucky number?
12.
Mine's 27, but I also like 2.
That's your birthday.
I know. Well, also 27, a lot of good things happen to me in the
year of 27.
Oh my god, we will. Sorry, I was just realizing that I'll live through a year 27.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Oh my god, fingers crossed.
Knock on wood. Oh, is that the superstition thing, right?
Yeah, knock on wood, which I still do.
I don't know if this is real wood. I think it is. It appears to be. There's a full-on stump over there if you want to go knock on it. That's definitely real.
I just feel like now that we've unlocked what we did with our last year's
Oh, yeah,
stuff,
this is a real stupid one to start the year with, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. What are we doing?
I don't know.
All right. So give a penny if you've received something sharp. This says gifting anything with a blade can supposedly sever a relationship. So if you receive a knife set or a pair of scissors as a present, you're supposed to give the person a coin in return.
What? I'm supposed to pay you for your gift?
I don't know where that's from. It's just a penny.
No.
Yeah, I refuse. And you didn't tell me where that's from, so fuck that.
I don't know if this is one that's on your list, but apparently if somebody gives you like,
this next one's scary, sorry.
Oh, great. A bowl of something, like of like if someone bakes you cookies and brings it to you in a package that you then have to return, like Tupperware or something, you have Tupperware of mine.
Oh my God, I do. I've been meaning to give it back to you.
You can't give it back to me empty. That's bad luck.
Oh, I have to bake you something. That's a lot of work.
Now, funny story.
I have
my
cookies.
Mom,
hey, what's up?
Well, that's fine. My mom sent cookies on vacation with Shane and I when I went with Shane's family.
Mm-hmm.
And his aunt KK, who's since passed, she said that she couldn't return the carrier to my mom with nothing in it because that's bad luck. So she found popcorn and threw like a packet of popcorn in there. I was like, here, this will do.
I thought you were going to say like she filled it with sand or something.
No, she just, it was like microwavable popcorn.
Does it have to be edible or could it be anything?
I don't know.
I'm going to put a penny in there.
But I didn't give you anything sharp. I gave you chili.
It was sharp to my butthole.
Fair enough. Okay.
Fair enough.
You can pay me for the chili with a penny. Penny for your chili.
Okay. Don't go right home after a funeral. So a Filipino tradition called pag-pag? That's probably wrong and I apologize. Dictates that people never go straight back to the house after a wake. Otherwise, a bad spirit might tag along and come inside. Mourners will make a stop at a restaurant or a store first, just in case to drop the spirit off there. Hope you like Applebee's. This is where you're going to live now.
Yeah. They get lost in the aisles of Barnes and Nobles and then hopefully they don't get in the car.
That's scary.
What if they like show up at
These
the
are
mall?
Scary.
And they're like, everyone, break up. We gotta lose the spirits. We're gonna meet back here at 0400.
I'm in Deb's underneath the things. I got fun in this.
Deb's doesn't exist anymore.
I know. Just like they don't. Okay. Whistling indoors invites evil inside. Whistling while you work may be an issue in Lithuania, where it's forbidden to whistle indoors. It's forbidden to whistle indoors.
Is that a law?
It's believed. I don't know if it's a fucking law.
I forbode you.
It's believed the noise will summon demons.
I whistle all the time. Why would you whistle in my home?
I'm sorry.
Oh my God. I hope your mirrors...
No.
Open up.
No. To be fair, that wasn't really a whistle. Have you heard me whistle?
Do
I can't.
Whistle
That's kind
in
of
or
what...
out?
I try to whistle out, but it only makes a noise if I suck in.
I can make a whistle if you know what I'm saying. I'm kidding.
Give me a couple seconds. Let me get set up.
Let me show you my tricks. No, I can whistle out and in.
Yeah, see, that was my... Oh.
Hi, what do you guys think of my whistle?
Now you're doing it.
Great. I invited the spirits inside. If I do it inward, does that mean... Oh, I don't want to invite them inside.
Oh my God. That's scary.
Yeah, never mind.
Don't cheers with water. A German superstition declares that if you cheers with water, you're actually wishing death upon the person you're drinking with. And that idea stems from Greek mythology.
Ollie cheers me with his water all the time. That little bastard wants his inheritance.
He's like, goodbye, mommy.
Every time when I make coffee in the morning,
mm-hmm.
he goes, cocky, cocky, cocky. He also says cockos. lots of cock in his vocabulary. But he says cocky for coffee. And then he holds his cup and he goes, cocky. And then he likes to cheers our glasses, but he has water.
Oh my God, that's so scary. Well, we're not German, so thank God.
Right? I'm German. I'm Austrian, but they're German.
Oh shit, your kid's German.
Yeah, that little blonde, blue-eyed baby is German.
He really is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, avoid sleeping with your head to the north. According to Japanese superstition, sleeping with your head in this direction is bad luck because that's how the deceased are laid to rest. Which
are
fucking
they?
Way am I pointing when I sleep?
I'm pointing
We talked about my dyscalculia.
Where am I?
Wait a minute. I don't know. I don't understand directions.
My bed. Where's my bed?
This way, but it points that way.
Okay. That's south.
Is it?
Because this way is to the highway.
So this way
that
is way north.
Is north.
And I sleep with my head to the west.
It can't be west and east.
Well, which way is this way?
That is east.
East. So I sleep with my head to the east. No, I don't.
Are your feet to the east?
Hold
on. Or to the west?
Where is my bed? No, I definitely sleep with my head to the... But where is my house? I'm confused. This is harder when I'm not in my own house.
It's equally hard in my own house.
I think I sleep with my head to the east.
None of
no,
none
I
of
don't.
Us.
No, I don't. I sleep with my head to the north, facing the park. No, I don't.
How long are we gonna be here?
Okay, we have to move on. I don't know where I sleep.
When you go home, you have to get your compass out. What?
The next one says, and avoid sleeping with your head to the west. Conversely, the same superstition exists in Africa if you sleep with your head to the west. So you got east and south, and that's it.
Well, I'm good. And my kids sleep, their heads are towards the east.
Oh, you fucking guys are great.
No, they're not. Their heads are towards the west. Uh-oh.
I gotta go flip them.
Quick. Wait, no, Ollie's towards me. It's just Forrest. Oh. Well, also, not good, obviously.
Like, thank God.
But I'm pretty sure here, okay, my dad is the cemetery director, if you guys don't know. You know.
I knew that.
And I think they have them so that if they were to sit up, they'd be looking at the east.
They bury them all the same direction?
Yes.
That's fucking haunting for me.
Which is weird, because you could think that you're standing on someone's head, like toward the front of their gravestone, uh-huh. But really that's their feet, because they're trying to face everyone the same way.
They face towards their gravestones?
I don't know. Some of them. Dad, you don't listen, but if you happen to hear this at any point in time and I'm getting this wrong, tell me, and I'll put a correction out in 6 years. Because I anticipate it being that long before I hear from you. About this. I'll probably hear from you about other things sooner. I just had to clarify that.
I am obsessed with clothes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a problem for me. It's a problem for my closet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that's why I'm so excited to be sharing Nuuly with our audience. Because Nuuly is a way to try out trendy styles, colors, silhouettes, all different kinds of things that maybe you've been interested in but are like gonna make your bank cry.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can rent them for a period of time and then you just ship them back.
For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing.
That's another beautiful thing, mm-hmm. because a lot of places may not have options for everyone, and this has so much diversity, not only in the brands that they offer, but also they have fast free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility.
Plus the option to buy what you love.
It's fun, it's sustainable, and you can save because you get to try out a bunch of stuff that you like, or maybe you're like, I don't know, maybe I would like this. And then you get it and you're like, I don't think that's for me, but there's no commitment to buy it unless you really do love it. And you're like, you actually can't have this back, Nuuly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping it.
Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off of your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code TANGENTS20.
Just go to NUULY.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code TANGENTS20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month.
That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with 2 U's with code TANGENTS20.
Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Do you think seeing a therapist or psychiatrist would be helpful, but you don't have the time to actually find one and meet with them? Or afford them?
Try Talkspace.
By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easy, accessible, and affordable. Honestly, a lot of times you make that appointment at your appointment you already have. I don't know when I'm going to schedule my breakdown. I don't know when I'm going to need to talk to somebody. And with Talkspace, it's so nice because you can send messages to your therapist so you don't have to wait for your next session.
Talkspace therapists can help with any specific challenges that you might be facing. And it's the number one online therapy platform with licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, so much more.
Plus, therapy can help you find the tools to cope in difficult times and just be a guiding light. So like maybe you're not going through something really intense, but you just have like, I don't know, a work issue or something going on with a friend of yours that you just need an outsider's perspective. And Talkspace is amazing for that.
They also are in network with most major insurers. So check in on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you got it.
Plus, as a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off of your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/tangents and enter promo code SPACE80.
To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/tangents and enter promo code SPACE80 to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show.
That's Talkspace.com/tangents, promo code SPACE80.
Ladies and Tangents is sponsored by Claritin. Luckily for those that live with symptoms of allergies, you can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better.
This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease.
I will tell you, it's so funny because in my household, Corey recently was like, I think I'm getting a cold. I'm getting a cold. I'm getting another cold. I'm like, hey, babe, I think you have allergies. I think maybe you just need to pop one of these pills. And guess what? All of his symptoms went away. I'm like, I don't think it's a virus. I think it's just weeds.
And I also know that whenever I go to Sierra's house, my allergies kick into place because of a certain pet.
So true.
And thankfully, I'm able to enjoy all my time there. Now, just after I take a little Claritin D, clears me right up. All my symptoms are just like, what cat?
Claritin D's fast symptom relief starts working on allergies with nasal congestion in as little as 30 minutes.
Get non-drowsy relief for allergy symptoms with Claritin D. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful release is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter.
Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription.
Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed.
Spring vibes are in the air, and when you bring in some of the beautiful flowers that are blooming around your house, you probably want to smell them and not your litter box.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Pretty Litter, you can.
Seriously, nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. And I'm serious when I say that the whatever magic is in those crystals, I cannot smell anytime. My cat will literally poop right next to me, and I don't realize that she did it until I hear her litter box start going.
It's lightweight, low dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month.
Pretty Litter's crystals also change color to indicate early signs of potential illnesses in your cat, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, and so much more.
Which is super helpful since cats can't talk, and that's important information to have.
So true.
And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to your door. I know, because whenever I go over to Sierra's, it's there.
Always have some. Seriously. But it's so nice because I don't have to change it as much as normal, but I still have some on deck then whenever I do need it.
And you won't run out and you don't have to go to the store and carry around a giant thing of litter. Go to prettylitter.com/tangents to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy.
That's prettylitter.com/tangents to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy.
prettylitter.com/tangents. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What is the most important thing to you when it comes to menstrual care?
I would say probably not having to worry about leaking, going about my day, and not worrying about having to run to the bathroom when you feel that, what's coming out of it?
I think I'd agree.
Yeah.
And that's why we're excited to tell you about Flex.
If you want a period product that looks out for your body, your lifestyle, and the planet, you've got to try Flex.
There's the Flex Disc, which is a one-time use menstrual disc that fits perfectly inside your body.
It's not a cup and it's better than a tampon. It's unlike any period product you've ever seen before. One Flex Disc can be worn for up to 12 hours and it holds as much flow as 3 super tampons.
Plus, you can wear it for mess-free period sex.
Yes, my white sheets love that for me.
Flex discs also create 60% less waste compared to pads and tampons, so they are planet-friendly.
And if you want to go with zero waste and have the planet love you even more, you can pick up the Flex Cup, a reusable menstrual cup that Cosmo rated number one.
The patented pull tab makes Flex the only cup on the market that removes like a tampon. It's so easy, you already know how to use it, and you won't lose it.
Yes, which is very important. It's also disability friendly and made with beginners in mind. So when I say like this is easier to use than tampons, I really truly believe that.
Well, this beginner is grateful for that.
Yes. It's also velvety soft and completely body safe, and it lasts for years.
So say goodbye to cramps, put sex back on the table, and lend Mother Nature a hand. Go to flexfits.com/tangents and use code tangents for 20% off Flex Disc starter kits.
Or 10% off your first Flex Cup. Plus, you get free U.S. shipping. That's code tangents at flex, flexfits.com/tangents.
Keep your new shoes off the table. I feel like this is just everywhere. But in Britain, it's considered bad luck because it is supposed to symbolize the death of a loved one. Back in the day, placing someone's shoes on a table was a way to let their family know that they passed away.
How? What a shitty way to let you know someone died.
You're like, slowly set it up there. Yeah. Pull your hand back, like,
and you just look at all everyone. The time you need. And what if, like, you shared shoes with someone and you're like, whose are those?
Oh my god.
Was that for Jimmy or Johnny? Because they both wore those shoes.
We only had one pair of shoes for the whole household.
Which got really tricky because I have tiny feet.
This says itchy hands have financial repercussions. So
my hands itch all the time.
Oh my god, my feet itch all the time.
Same. I'm just itchy.
Athlete's foot.
I think I'm just dry.
So in Turkey, an itchy right hand specifically,
okay,
means you'll come into some money, but an itch on your left means that you'll lose money.
My right hand's itchy.
Ooh, which one is my left foot? What does that mean?
They're not talking about feet. Stop trying to make this about your feet.
Sorry, I'm
Sierra has an OnlyFans for her feet.
My feet are itchy and online. Hit me up. Don't play with scissors. That's just good. But it says crafters beware. Fuck. Yeah, really get it all out.
Sorry guys, I had to like slurp that last bit.
Idly playing with scissors will bring bad luck, according to Egyptian folklore.
Idly playing with them? What does that
just
mean?
Just like fucking snip, 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 snip.
Just like fiddling with them and for
no
reason?
Who just fiddles with scissors? Toddlers?
Yeah. I just got Ollie like a little barber set.
Oh, real scissors?
And it has fake scissors in it. I tried to cut my finger with them just to make sure because they look pretty real.
Yeah,
but
man.
They don't cut. But I was I was just willy-nilly playing with them. So what's going to happen to me?
Do you want to... bad luck.
Oh, great.
Doesn't specify for how long. Do you want to hear the most horrifying thing that I've ever heard?
Yes.
That I heard the other day? Do you know that if we would bite our finger the way that we would bite a carrot...
Is this the carrot thing?
Yeah, well, you could snap your finger off.
Yes.
But our brains make it so that we don't do that. They stop it before we put... But if we put enough pressure, the pressure that you use to bite a carrot, you could snap your finger
off. Did
you
find that in a TikTok when a girl was saying she was going to swallow she would bite her attacker's finger?
No, I actually am in a true crime group on Facebook, and they were talking about Lorena Bobbitt and the dick cutting off.
Oh.
People were like, did you know this about your finger? And I'm like, well, I'm still on the dick part. By the way, they posted a picture of it.
Of the dick?
Of the dick.
Oh.
It was small. And also, I don't know what I thought dicks looked like on the inside. It's spongy.
It's spongy?
It's just a lot of like spongy flesh in blood vessels.
Well, it's got to be because the blood vessels makes it,
you know,
stand at attention.
Yeah, but it was, I did not consent to seeing that day. And it was awful. So now you all had to hear about it.
But I heard about the carrot thing because there was a girl on TikTok who was saying that if she were going to be attacked by someone, she would bite their finger off. Because now, if something were to happen,
she has a finger inside of her that's DNA.
That's smart.
And they're looking for someone without a missing finger.
Yeah, that's smart.
She was literally laying this out like, I don't know why you're looking at me like I'm strange. I could bite this like a carrot. So
you don't think about maiming your attackers 24/7? Because that's I dream about it.
Yeah.
Stepping in dog poop isn't necessarily bad. This one seems unlucky all around, but just go with it. Stepping in dog poop is actually considered good luck in France if you do it with your left foot. But if you step with your right foot, that's bad luck.
What?
I don't know.
What if you need both feet because you haven't picked up the yard in a long time?
And all the feet are in it.
All my feet are in dog poop.
This says bird poop brings good fortune.
I heard that.
I heard that too. But this is Russian. Russian superstition says that bird poop that lands on you or something that belongs to you will bring you wealth. Mm. Something to keep in mind next time you walk under some trees.
When I was at Cedar Point, I think I was there with the basketball team. One of my teammates got pooped on and she was like, what was that? And then she flung it onto me and I was like, do I also get the good luck or is this like secondhand so it doesn't count?
Does it have to come straight from the bird's ass?
I have questions.
I need to know. Oh no, this says owls are bad omens. There's an Egyptian superstition that if you see or hear an owl, terrible news is coming.
I'll tell you. Egypt is in Africa, correct?
Fuck. I think, yeah, okay. Sure.
So, I didn't think they had owls there.
Oh.
I'm going to look where Egypt is.
Can I tell you, we went to Hilton Head, me and my boyfriend, with his family for like our first vacation together. And
oh my God, that's one of the top questions is what continent is Russia, India, and Egypt in?
Because no one fucking knows.
Russia's in two different continents, so that's tricky.
It's a fucking question.
Tricky bitch. It's Africa for Egypt.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, you're on vacation with Corey.
And there was a lot of wildlife. Like, we were around a lake that had legit crocodiles and shit in it, because it's in South Carolina.
Yeah.
And, like, they were not fucking around. There was bugs everywhere. We saw, like, ugh, it was disgusting. But anyways, Corey got up at, like, 6 a.m., because when he's on vacation, he's one of those early risers.
Oh,
it's very annoying.
The
I'm
worst.
Like, sick. Yeah, so he got up to have, like, coffee by himself outside, because we had a little deck that had a pool. And he said he turned around, and there was just a fucking huge owl. Like, huge. And it was just staring at him, and it cocked its head to the side. He was like, Sierra, I've never been more afraid. I didn't know that I was ever afraid of owls, but it was huge, and its fucking talons were, like, sharp as shit. And it just flew away.
Do you remember that bird we saw on that hike that we got lost on? We were at Tall Timbers.
Yes.
And we were walking
yes.
for a very long time. And then we ended up in this open field and this beast of a thing.
It was like a dinosaur.
Yes.
Like it was. We didn't.
Huge.
We were all talking because we were like, did we all see that? Or are we all
I thought it was just you and me.
I thought that two of the other cousins were with us, like either Taylor and Sam or maybe
Maddie. I think they went back and it was just you and me that ended up in this field.
Were we tripping?
No.
It was scary.
On buffalo chicken dip, maybe, but like, I don't even think we
when
were drinking.
When am I not?
But we were in this field and this thing, I think it was a bird.
It
was flying.
Yeah.
And it was white.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was very big.
It was huge.
And it made a horrifying noise.
Like that.
And it was Sierra.
It was me. I took flight.
But then we turned around and there was a man.
Oh my God.
Do you not remember?
No, I have a very bad memory.
Okay. There was a man there.
Yeah.
And he was like, you guys aren't supposed to be here. And
I'm
like, and it ended up being the owner's son. And he like helped us get back. But like he had a gun.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Because he was hunting. It's their property. It's fine. But
it was scary.
We were in the wrong. But honestly, he was very
intimidated.
It didn't need to be that scary.
No. Did he have to pop out right after we just saw a prehistoric creature? Probably not.
With a firearm? What if he was like, I've been trying to get this bird?
I was going to say, we probably fucked it up for him. He's been trying to track this shit. And we're like, boo.
Did I ever tell you, I went on a hike. Oh, guys, this is a tangent.
Sorry.
I went on a hike, similar area that we went with my boyfriend at the time. And I was fighting with him because I was always fighting with him.
Yep,
but I realized halfway on the hike, because we literally went on the hike to fight because I didn't want to fight around our family because they would be like, that seems like you fight a lot. So
you guys probably shouldn't be together. I couldn't hear that again.
Right. So we went on the hike to fight.
Yes.
And halfway through the hike, I realized that I was wrong. And then I got tired of fighting, so I fake passed out. And he carried me back. I literally pretended to pass out from heat exhaustion.
Before you could admit that you were wrong.
Yes. And then he took me back, and I was like, I need buffalo chicken and a pepperoni roll. I'm so weak. And then he couldn't be mad at me because...
No, because you just had a life and death experience.
Yeah, I passed out. It was
so scary.
Yeah, I needed taken care of.
That is manipulative shit, and I'm here for it.
I'm not proud of it, but it is one of the funniest things I've ever done.
Oh.
So if you, you big dumb idiot, if you listen or your sister listens...
Fuck you. <yeah. laughs> Fuck you, first of all.
Second of all, fuck you, chicken strips.
Fuck you, buffalo chicken dip.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. And an owl in your house brings death.
I have so many owls in my house because it's Shane's favorite animal.
I think it's a real one. This is also
a real owl?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mine are like cartoons.
This is an Italian superstition.
Okay.
It says that if an owl ends up in your house, someone in your family will die.
And then probably from an owl attack.
And then it says, but who? Did you ever hear of the staircase? The story?
Yes.
The staircase?
Yes. Did I watched the documentary.
The owl theory?
Yes.
I'm 100% convinced that that's what it was.
That it was the owl?
That it was the owl. When you see her marks on her head,
yeah,
it looks like owl talons. Now the only problem
owl
is
talents. They I had matched to give a speech up. About barn owls. Did you know that? When I used to drive a train.
What? Oh, at the zoo.
Yeah, I had to give a speech about local farming and barn owls.
I love that.
I couldn't recite it right now if you paid me, but.
Oh no, sorry. This says knitting outside can prolong winter. Thank God, I only knit inside. If you're in Iceland, keep the knitting inside the house. There's a local superstition that doing your needlework on your doorstep will keep the temps frigid. Why are you fucking outside if it's cold?
Yeah.
Because you're in Iceland.
Iceland is actually not...
I know it's Greenland and Iceland. It's
so stupid.
Iceland is green and Greenland is icy. Get it the fuck together. Yeah. Pick a name that fits.
Yeah, all because right. I cannot be inconvenienced.
Yeah.
With your trickery.
And that's the American way. Everything must appease me. All right. So Syria banned yo-yos in 1933 over fear that they would cause a drought.
What?
I don't fucking know. But apparently if you play with a yo-yo, you can cause a drought.
It
Syria
makes the rain
banned it. That's insane.
Well, that's like that one place where you're not allowed to whistle. Lithuania?
Yeah.
Whistlevania?
Whistlevania.
They're going to be mad I called him that.
We apologize, Lithuania. Wasn't funny at all.
I'm not laughing.
Me either. I'm scared. Don't get a haircut on Tuesdays.
Okay.
Because getting a haircut on Tuesday in India will cause bad luck, apparently. Oh what a gosh. Fucking Tuesday. Getting my haircut.
On a Tuesday. Do you think that just all the salons are closed on Tuesdays?
Probably. I don't fucking know.
Well, why would they be open if it's considered bad luck? I feel like that would be bad marketing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because some salons will take Monday off. Yeah. Here, we'll take Sunday, Monday. Maybe they take
Sunday, Tuesday.
Sunday, Tuesday.
Never know. Giving yellow flowers in Russia means that you're cursing your friend with infidelity.
What?
That's fucking...
How do you curse someone with infidelity?
Hold on. And who's being the infidel?
Infidel.
Are you cursing your friend to get cheated on or to
cheat?
Because that seems like...
Both are shitty.
Yeah, rude. But also, what's your motive?
Yeah.
Why? Unless you want to fuck their husband. In which case, you give the flowers to him. I would think.
Yeah, one would think.
What do I know? Spilling water behind someone is a nest. Oh, it's the Great Lakes. Is a nice gesture. In Serbia, it's believed to bring good luck if you drip water behind a person.
Could you imagine turning around and someone's just like spilling water behind you and they're like, I just want to give you some good
this
fortune.
This is so good. This is good luck. But if you dump it on them, it's flat out rude.
No for
matter
sure.
where you are. Irish brides have been known to wear bells on their dresses to ward off evil spirits who might try to ruin their marriage, like your exes.
I think that dress being loud as shit is gonna like prevent your marriage from happening.
You're just Santa Clausing down the aisle.
Truly.
Oh no. Superstitious women in Rwanda?
Rwanda?
Is that a real place?
Yes, that's a real place.
Oh.
Did you think I was fucking with you?
Yeah.
I could not keep that straight a face. That's actually a lie. Sometimes Shane will come home and he'll ask me questions and I'll be like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he's like, really? Where did this come from? And I'm like, I don't know. How long has it been here? And I like full on, I act kind of like I did when I passed out on the hike.
You can pull it out when you need to.
But I normally tell him 2 seconds in and he's like, I freaking hate when you do that.
Yeah, I tried to do that with that one thing and I ruined a surprise.
Oh, yeah.
So it wasn't a fun game. Anyways, you don't eat goat meat over fear that it will cause them to grow facial hair.
Rwanda?
Yeah.
Listen, come to America, baby. Everyone's got facial hair.
Well, that's from the estrogen and the milk, I think.
Maybe. Well, is there estrogen in my lactose-free milk? I guess it's lactose-free, not estrogen-free.
I don't know. Is it from a cow?
I don't know.
I don't know where it comes
from. It's from the store. So I don't know. I don't know how it gets that good. No, yeah. What happens before it gets in the freezer, the frozen?
It's a fucking mystery to me.
Truly.
There's a Canadian superstition that expectant mothers who are craving fish but don't eat it will end up having a baby with a fish head. Oh my God.
What?
Give your baby mercury poisoning.
A fish head?
A fish head. That's scary.
Bitch, give me fish or I swear to God I'm swimming out of this vagina.
Did I tell you that we thought that Noah had a fish face?
What does that mean?
Well, we thought that he looked like a duck. So on his third ultrasound, which is like the one where I was 36 weeks.
Yeah.
He was sucking on his bottom lip like a cute, and he looked straight up like he had an overbite. Like he had the
biggest
top lip.
All he did too. He looked like a dinosaur.
Yeah. And I was like, my child looks like a duck. This is a problem. And she was like, he's so cute. And I'm like, he better be cuter than that.
I don't have high hopes from this.
This isn't looking good.
Yeah. I felt the same. That's why when Ollie came out, I'm like, this. You guys sure this came out of me? I see that the cord is still attached and stuff, but like, did not look like this.
Me neither. They're very, it's confusing.
Yeah, ultrasounds are deceiving.
Put your fucking lips right, baby.
The camera's out.
Pregnant women should not eat asymmetrical foods. So what's asymmetrical?
I don't know.
So not symmetrical?
Yeah.
Like a this is the picture that goes with it. Look at that fucking strawberry.
Oh, so like
something that's not perfectly symmetrical.
You know what? I used to not be able to eat wonky pretzels.
Well, listen, it says there's a Korean superstition that nibbling unshapely food while pregnant means that your baby's going to be ugly.
Oh, no.
I've never seen an ugly Korean baby.
I thought you were going to say I've never seen an ugly baby.
That's not true.
You're not looking.
That's not true.
But I just remembered with you saying that in middle school, you know how you could get the like single serve bags of like pretzels and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I would not eat the pretzels that weren't perfectly shaped like pretzels.
Was that an OCD thing you think?
I don't know. I would give the wonky ones to other people because I
for their ugly babies.
I thought they were like,
do they have ugly bad luck? Now?
I don't know. I don't know that they have babies.
Oh.
That's so I just preserve the cuteness of my babies by not eating those pretzels in middle school.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, don't walk under a ladder. This is the one. Some may not know that this superstition dates back to medieval times. The ladders back then symbolized the gallows where people were hanged. So it was bad luck to walk underneath them.
Coming down from the gallows, and I don't have very long.
Ooh, that was good.
Do you know that song?
Yes.
No, you don't.
No.
It sticks.
I want to. Yeah, it's the band Styx.
And Shane and I went to see them. That was the last thing that we did in 2019. It was the greatest thing. We were easily the youngest people there.
People were like, I was in high school whenever this came out. And I was like, my parents were in middle school. And they're like, what?
What? Yeah. Then we got pregnant with Forrest shortly thereafter. Then no one could go to concerts.
What a treat.
Yeah.
Be wary of full moons. Full moons are commonly associated with chaos, even if you're not convinced werewolves are or ever were real. According to Bustle, it's a popular superstition in hospitals. That's not no bullshit. My boyfriend is a nurse and he doesn't work in a hospital now. He works at a private center. But when he worked at a hospital, he was like, nurses knew when full moons were.
So do teachers.
Yeah.
Because so do people who work in
restaurants. I'm telling you.
Nursing homes.
Yeah.
Old people get wacky during full moons.
Also, doesn't it make you go into labor? I'm pretty sure they say that full moons can make you go into labor.
I don't know if I went into labor under a full moon. Now I'm curious. I feel like we checked the moons.
Did not go into full moon under it. Under a labor.
I did not full moon anyone when I was in labor.
Oh. Hey, I have a secret. I've been getting really drunk, and it's been a good time, so I apologize, you guys. This is only one beer, but I feel like I'm just residually still drunk from the past couple days. By myself, because I didn't do anything for New Year's, because I fucking care about people, okay?
I also didn't do anything for New Year's. I literally put my children to bed, mm-hmm. and then my husband and I went to watch that documentary, and I fell asleep.
Yeah, me and Corey, literally, we were like, we watched the ball drop and then we went back to normal life and that was it. We were watching a podcast together and that was...
I went to bed at 8:45.
You didn't even see the ball drop?
No.
We missed it. We had to go back and rewind and watch. So we actually watched the ball drop at 12:03. Yeah.
And you're like, wow, it's the new year. And we were so excited.
We kissed each other and then it was, nothing was different.
What are you gonna do?
Oh, going to the hospital on Wednesdays. An old wives' tale states that the best day to go to the hospital is on Wednesday. So that's the best day to go is on a Wednesday.
I think I went into labor on a Wednesday.
I went into labor on a Wednesday.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I had Noah on that Wednesday.
I had Forrest on a Monday.
But you went into labor on a Wednesday? That's long.
I went into labor with
Ollie
on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And that was a delightful time. That was a great experience.
Me too.
Forrest, not so much.
Not really.
But that was a Monday.
Not really with Forrest. I birthed them too.
Yeah. We all went through that together.
We did. This says, don't say the same word at the same time as your friend. According to the local in Italy, if you say the same word as someone in unison, you'll never get married. Fuck, that's me. That's
why I'm never... You have said the same thing as me at the same time.
So many times.
Yeah.
To undo this bad juju, you must immediately touch your nose.
Oh.
I'm going to start doing that forever because I won't fucking get married.
You just fingers permanently on your nose.
Don't worry about it.
Propose and I'll take it off.
Seriously, come on. Avoid broken mirrors.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that one.
Yes.
Is that the 7 years bad luck?
I think it says, we pay attention when material is dangerous. Oh. Hold on.
I knew that if you broke a mirror, it was 7 years bad luck.
It says, it makes sense that you'd remember the cautionary legend, avoid broken mirrors. You wouldn't want 7 bad years of luck.
Yeah.
So, yes. Protect yourself against the evil eye. The evil eye, a human look believed to cause supernatural harm, is a well-known symbol of bad fortune. According to Live Science, it can be cast on people or even objects like your car or home.
What?
There are a number of talismans in many cultures created to ward off this curse. That's the evil eye.
Well, don't show it to me.
Whoopsies.
Don't you put it on me.
I had to see it. Now you do too.
I love that it says, you can give the evil eye to people. Where does that,
I've given it to you.
What
right
if
now.
I have resting bitch face?
That's the evil face.
Is that, the same? Is it different?
I think it's,
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think I have resting bitch face. I think I have an astigmatism. And so I squint and people think that I'm glaring at them, but really I can't see.
I can't see you.
Yeah.
You don't know what my face looks like. Well, no, I do. I don't know what you're looking.
Yeah.
This says don't sing at the dinner table.
Sing?
Sing.
I sing everywhere.
Apparently in the Netherlands, singing your favorite tunes means you're singing to the devil for your food.
Oh, whoops.
Fuck. That's deep.
Jesus. I literally make up songs all the time.
That's me.
I've been singing
at the dinner table.
what did I sing at the dinner table today? It was something about wearing a mask.
So relevant.
I did a remix to that one Mulan song that Christina Aguilera did.
Oh yeah, who is that girl? Yeah. I see.
If I can wear a mask, I could go to the grocery store. And then it was something else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't sit at the corner of the table, which is where I love to sit.
There's no corners on my table. It's a circle.
My table's all corners. It's one big corner.
Your table is not one big corner.
I know. Let me tell you what is another act causing you to be barren in the marriage department. Sitting at the corner of the table, according to Hungarian and Russian superstitions, mean that you won't be married.
Great. You've really screwed yourself.
Fuck, I am really. Don't wear red during a storm. In the Philippines, it's believed that the color red attracts lightnings.
That's not lightnings? True. It's metal. Don't wear armor in the middle of a storm.
Did you ever hear don't take a shower in the middle of a storm?
Yes. Yes. Erica.
Is that legit?
Okay. Mario Kart Erica, who has requested to only be referred to as Mario Kart Erica. Whenever there was a storm, she would, because we lived together for 2 years, mm-hmm. she would like knock on the door really, really hard if I was in the bath, and she'd be like, get out! There's a freaking storm! We're gonna get electrocuted!
That's what my mom would do. And I was like, first of all, is it the pipes that's running water? Because I'm sitting in a bathtub. It's just full of water. Like, there's no running water.
Water is a conductor, though.
Fuck! So yeah. You just boil in there?
Yeah, it would. It's like dropping a toaster in the water.
Ooh, yikes.
Yeah, it's not good.
I'm always like, da-da-da-da.
I choose to take a shower when I know it's storming.
It's my little form of Russian roulette.
Did I ever tell you that Mario Kart Erica and I got stuck in a tornado?
No! Okay. What the fuck? Why?
So we were like children.
Okay.
Okay. I had to have been like 12, 13 maybe.
Yeah, by the way, this is Jerry's other cousin that she grew up with. So there's me and then there's Mario Kart Erica.
There's actually a lot of you, but the two main.
We were the closest.
You were my mains.
But so, on opposite sides.
Yes. I needed one at each holiday.
I understand. Yes.
So Mario Kart Erica lived next door to me. Mm-hmm. And then I can hear her chuckling in my head and it's making me happy. But anyway. So my mom went to pick my sisters up from dance. And so I was at home by myself on the computer on ICQ talking to Christine.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
I
don't know why we were talking.
Just because when you were on ICQ, you fucking talked to whoever was on there.
Yes. And I said, the storm's getting pretty bad. I think I'm going to head to the basement. And as soon as I hit send, the power went out. Very cinematic.
I wonder if she got that message.
I don't know, Christine. You'll have to tell us. So I went to the basement with my dog and a glow-in-the-dark basketball because that's all I could find. And then all of a sudden I hear the door upstairs swing open and I hear just is anybody home? And it's Mario Kart Erica.
Oh my god.
And I run upstairs and I'm like, I'm here. And we're both sobbing and we found this other flashlight that was like a flashlight and a black light mixed in one. So it wasn't good at either job, but it gave off a little bit of light.
Sure.
And the glow in the dark basketball. So we went to the basement and we're holding each other and holding the dog and we're crying. And I keep saying stupid shit like, I can't die. I haven't begun to live. I have so many things to do. And then literally nothing happened. I mean, there was a tornado and like the power got knocked out.
Didn't it
out,
like almost touch down by your house or was that a different time?
No, it did.
Yeah.
It like was
I remember
on
that
run.
One.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
And we didn't have power, but like it was the most
scary.
I'm too young to die. That's what I kept saying. I'm too young to die. And now I'm sitting here like I could die. I should tell Barbara I said that. She's going to want to talk about that. I'm just kidding.
It's jokes, people.
I'm only kidding with you, Jackie. You guys know that YouTube video? Anyway, okay.
No, but okay.
Saying rabbit or white rabbit on the first day of every month ensures good luck for that month, which is a common belief in Britain and North America. I'm in North America and I don't believe it.
Did you ever have a rabbit's foot for good luck?
Yes, several.
Oh my gosh, I had so many rabbit feet.
Problem. Now that I think about it, I'm like, what a sociopath.
Yeah. They used to like sell them at Claire's and I'd be like, I gotta get my purple glitter rabbit's foot for good luck.
My dad used to take me to the bowling alley when he would bowl, yeah. And they always had them in those little machines, and we would be like, Dad, any quarters for rabbit's feet?
Ew.
It was so gross.
Yeah, what weirdos.
I know, and I would just rub it like it was an actual pet.
Yes.
It's a fucking foot.
What a freak.
Oh my God. Why did they do that?
Why did we do that?
Do we think they were real feet? They weren't, right?
What else were they?
I fucking don't know, because they looked... It's real.
And also, what, like, they put shark's teeth or like some kind of teeth on necklaces. That's
also fucking
weird.
If we did that with humans' teeth.
That's what
I've actually thought about making a necklace with my child's teeth.
Why? Like a choker?
Yeah, just to be funny, because I think it's ironic.
Please don't.
I'm gonna.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. But if he loses a molar.
You spray paint it at least.
No, I'm going to put it in resin and make a mold.
We have resin.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to make a necklace mold and then just wear that. They're going to be like, whoa, what is that? Oh, my child's tooth.
This is a big guy from the back.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, wait. I wasn't done. Back in 600 BC, rabbits were thought to communicate with the spirits of the underworld because they lived underground. A rabbit's foot is also popularly thought to bring luck, but apparently in order for it to be considered lucky, the foot has to be the left hind foot. They never fucking told us that. That's why I didn't have any luck. I was smothering myself with dead rabbit's feet.
But none of them were the left one.
None of them were the right one. Well, they were the right ones, but they were the wrong right ones. I'm having too much fun with this. Don't enter a room with your left foot. In Spain...
Great, one more thing for me to overthink for the rest of my life.
Jesus, seriously. In Spain, walking into a room with your left foot will bring you bad luck. It's always better to lead with your right, apparently. Don't open an umbrella indoors.
Thank you.
According to the superstition, if you open an umbrella before you head outside, bad luck will rain on you. There are some who say this belief came from the early Egyptians, while others say it came from the British in the 18th century, when waterproof umbrellas with metal spokes and a large circumference would cause injury if they were open inside the house.
Well, that makes sense. Totally I still does. Think they could cause injury.
I've heard this next one. I'm sorry. I've heard this one when we went to Mexico. This guy told us this, but it's eat grapes on New Year's Eve. They say when
did
we went
you do
to
it?
Mexico, I did not. I fucking forgot about it. What an asshole. When we went to Mexico, the guy who was on the beach with us, we were asking him about different traditions.
Oh, yeah,
fun.
I remember this. Yeah. Yeah.
And he told us they put in their champagne glasses, they put 12 grapes, and you're supposed to drink the champagne, and they eat all 12 grapes, and it's 12 grapes for every month of the year, and that's good luck.
Did you also say that something was like a prediction for like the
So what they do weather? Is they do the first 12 days of the month of January predicts how the weather is going to be. So if it's rainy on the first day, then the month of January is going to be rainy. Keep in mind this is Mexico, so it's not really like weather like we have weather. It's more tropical.
Yeah.
But like if it's rainy, if it's sunny the next day, then it's going to be sunny all of February. And
wow.
Things like, yeah. That's a very, it was, that was
I
cool.
remember you telling me, like, if it's wet, and I'm like, oh. It'll be a wet year. I don't know.
Hide your thumbs when you're passing a graveyard.
I always hide my thumbs.
Shut the fuck up. Why?
I don't know. This is a comfort stance for me to tuck my thumb underneath my fingers.
Oh, that's
like it's in a
weird.
Burrow.
Yeah. Cool. Oh. I guess.
Feels cool.
It says people tend to hold their breath when they pass cemeteries.
I hold my
do.
Breath over bridges.
Ooh.
Which gets and in tunnels, which gets really hard.
When you're driving?
Yes. It's a little game I like to play.
Pass out or keep driving.
Who cares?
Yeah. Not me.
I've had enough. But in Japan, you must tuck your thumbs in to protect your parents. The Japanese word for thumb translates as parent fingers, so hiding it...
Put my parent finger in my burrow.
So hiding it protects them from dying. Oh. That's really sweet, actually. Hmm. What if they're already dead? You just thumbs out? Don't give a fuck.
Reckless with your thumbs.
Listen for awkward silences. People associate awkward silences with a lot of different things, but some, according to this article, believe that when these lulls occur, an angel is actually passing over.
Oh, wow.
It's actually very nice.
Is that what happens when I stare off into nothing and then Shane asks me if I'm okay?
I think that's dissociating.
Oh.
And it's an anxiety symptom.
Oh.
But maybe.
I have a panic disorder.
But maybe it's your angels. Yeah. They're just like, hey,
you okay?
How you doing, girl? Don't step on a manhole in the ground, but also your man's hole. Keep off of it. It's good. We all know the phrase, step on a crack, you break your mother's back. But if you step on your man's hole, you crush his soul.
I literally thought you were reading that, and I was like, damn, that's good.
No, I made that up. But in Sweden, you have to watch out for manholes. If you step on one with the letter A, this will bring you a broken heart and bad luck.
Oh, wow. First of all, stop making manholes with the letter A.
And also, what letters are on manholes?
Yeah. Are there other letters, or are they just like, they're all A, don't step on any of them?
Actually, you know what? Don't trim your nails at night. Many cultures believe that cutting your nails after the sun goes down is a big no-no. According to one Japanese superstition, it says it can cause premature death. Isn't all death premature, if you think about it?
If I think about
what
it.
What is it, mature? When have you matured?
That's a good point.
150?
Also, what if I never trim my nails?
Ooh.
Other than with my teeth.
Then you die from infection.
Oh.
When you scratch yourself.
But
and
they
all
just
this.
Like, I don't know, man. They're feeling kind of strong right now.
Throw salt over your shoulder if you spill it. Here it is. We all have that one friend who can't help themselves. Or maybe you're that friend. That's me. But interestingly enough, not that long ago, salt was used as currency. It was how
what?
Roman soldiers were paid. So it doesn't fucking tell me why. That doesn't tell me anything.
I remember, that lady who told you the one story about the people in the walls?
Huh?
Maybe that's not the story she told you.
Hold on, I'm confused. Was it on this podcast?
Remember the Urban Legends podcast? You were like, so-and-so told me this story.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
She told me about doppelgangers, and this was someone's
who
mom.
Was the person? Oh, I know. Okay, I know.
This
who
was a classmate's yes. mom who on field trips would tell horror stories.
The fucking scariest story.
Elementary age children.
She also is the
She's
first.
She's like, gather round kids on the bus.
She's very witchy.
Yeah.
Which I love now, but at the time I was like, I'm not a fan.
I am terrified.
She's also, I watched my first horror movie ever at her house. There's arachnophobia. I'm fucking so scared of spiders now.
But she's the one who told me that there's a doppelganger, and if you don't throw salt over your shoulder, your doppelganger will come and take over your life.
Holy fuck. That's scary. But also, are they better at it than me? Because maybe I should stop with the salt. Let them have a turn.
Yeah. You think you can do any better?
You take over.
Please. Be my guest.
I'd love a break. God damn it. Don't chew gum at night. Because in Turkey, chewing gum at night is apparently the equivalent of chewing on the flesh of the dead.
Ew. What a weird thing.
What if I like to chew on the flesh of the dead? My rabbit's feet.
Ew. I did used to like to rub it on my face.
Me too. Which now I'm like, ew.
Yeah.
Dead rabbit. There's no way those were real. PETA would have been all over that shit.
Maybe that's why we don't have them anymore.
We had them as fucking keychains.
Maybe that's why I have acne.
Decaying flesh on my face.
Yeah.
Don't jump over a child. Because if you jump over a child, apparently in Turkey, it will curse them to be short forever.
Oh my God, I jumped over Ollie so much. It used to be our favorite game.
Oh no!
He's so tiny.
Don't kiss babies on the lips. This is you fucking shouldn't anyways. Yeah. But it says, if you plant one on a baby in Nigeria, legend says you'll condemn them to spend their entire lives drooling.
Both my kids drool so much, and I didn't mean to kiss their mouths. They just, they can't control their head. I went for the cheek, and he did the old...
Oh, I had a guy do that to me. Someone you know,
a full-grown man?
I think he listens to this, so if you're listening right now, it was a full-grown man. He said he got me one night at the bar, and he was like, give me a kiss on the cheek. We had our first kiss because he tricked me.
That's not okay.
It was not. So if you're listening, what's up? I remember.
The old whoopsie French goodbye, was it?
Yeah, well, he didn't stick his tongue in there.
What is your whoopsie French goodbye?
Your French kiss is a tongue, right?
I was doing the double. Oh. Double cheek. Yeah, I don't know. I've never been to France.
I stick my whole tongue in a stranger's mouth on impact. That's what I like to do. Fishermen, according to Hudson, refuse to bring bananas on their boats. Not bringing a banana on board gives them a sense of control over very dangerous and unpredictable situations. So no bananas on the board.
Because bananas cause...
the tide?
Yes.
Harsh waves?
You know what? I really felt like I could control these unpredictable situations, but this banana here is really throwing me. I'm feeling out of control. Someone get rid of this banana.
How many more of these do I have? Two more.
Okay.
Carry an acorn to stay forever young. So women in ancient Britain often kept acorns in their pockets to ensure that they had a youthful complexion. I like to put snail slime on my face, but to each their own.
Did I tell you about the lady who brought Shane a Buckeye?
What?
Like, I feel really? Like I might have mentioned it. Yeah.
So you sure didn't.
Shane used to work for my dad at the cemetery. He used to do like landscaping stuff while he was in school. So
I didn't know this.
He like dug graves and stuff.
Oh my God.
I know. We could do some stuff.
To graves?
To people. Oh my God. I'm kidding. Just kidding.
You didn't hear that. Yeah. For legal purposes, that was a fucking joke.
Yeah. All of this is a fucking joke.
That's true.
Please don't call anyone.
Holy shit.
Put us anywhere. So he used to like weed eat and mow the grass, and they would dig holes and stuff. But there was a woman one time when he was weed eating came up to him.
Sorry, in my mind I was like, and she wasn't there.
She was dead. She came up and she handed him two buckeyes and said that they're good fortune, and she wanted to thank him for taking such good care of her husband's place of rest.
Aww.
And gifted him these good luck buckeyes. And he came home and was like, I have to give you this buckeye. She gave me two. One is for me, one is for you. This is good luck for us. I have it upstairs.
Oh,
I still have mine. Yeah.
That's so cute.
Because I am superstitious.
Yeah, you have to keep it.
Buckeye.
You have
to. And I had the buckeye in my pocket like the entire week before I gave birth to Forrest, because I was like, I'll carry this buckeye and this will help me go into labor. But I think it prevented me from going into labor, because if I went into labor anywhere but the hospital, I would have given birth in the car.
Wow.
It was actually super dangerous for me to be anywhere but the hospital.
It saved you.
It did.
That's amazing.
Could have just been my body knowing I wasn't ready.
But.
Or the buckeye in my pocket.
Could have been. Okay, so this last one says, in Brazil, putting your purse or wallet on the floor means you'll become penniless. So even if you've packed your whole closet in your tote, you better keep it off the tile.
I heard a lot of people don't put their purses on the floor.
Ground. Now yeah. I'm like, is this why I'm fucking poor?
But you never set it on the ground. You always set it on like a chair.
No, sometimes. When I'm here, I set it on the ground.
When you're here, you put it on the chair. And then I say, Sierra, don't put it on the chair because Ollie can get it. And you're like, but I don't want to put it on the table because it's your table.
It's
and I'm
rude.
Like, because my table can hold things. Please put it somewhere higher.
No, I don't like your table. Your table's made of glass and I feel like I'm going to scratch it all the time.
There's literal pen on it right now. I don't care.
Really?
Yeah.
Kids are fun. They fuck up everything.
Truly. I am such the parent. Like, did I tell you that Ollie threw his cup at my cup and knocked my coffee off? And like, I didn't even flinch. My cocky. He knocked my cocky straight off the table. Full.
Oh my God.
It flew all over the wall, all over the pictures, all up the curtain. And I didn't even flinch. And Shane just looked at me and I was like,
we're going to need to clean that up.
And I couldn't even be mad because I knew he wanted to throw his cup intentionally, but there's no way he had that good of aim and knew that was going to be what happened.
I made the same excuse when my ex threw a cup in my face.
The cup broke was my not cheek. One.
It also wasn't just a cup. It was a margarita glass. It was very heavy.
Oh,
he broke my cheek. But I did. I was like, listen. He just wanted to throw it because he was having a tantrum. He didn't mean for it to hit me right in the face.
He wasn't too.
What an amazing aim. He did throw it behind his back. It was actually incredible. The luck.
Sierra.
Sorry. But what are the chances that of all the wall space, it would have hit me directly in the dome?
This is not funny.
No, it's not. I was abused. Oh. It was pretty horrible. But that part's kind of funny.
Guys, we're laughing because we're unhealthy.
We're laughing because it hurts. Like, physically, I have a scar.
Oh, my God. Stop!
No, it's okay. I'm fine. My octave nerve was fucked up for a while. I gotta figure it out.
You're not gonna listen to this episode.
Nope.
I didn't think so. There are certain times you say stuff, I'm like, she's never gonna listen to this. She is dissociating right now.
I am. I'll message Sherry tomorrow and be like, I blacked out what I said. Oh my God, I brought up the margarita thing. Fuck.
Yeah. That's gonna happen. Do you think that was due to your bad luck?
I think that was my salt person. He just came into my body.
Turns out he can't do better.
He can't. Also, he's a man, which I'm into. But that explains why he thinks he can do better.
Oh, God. Oh, okay. Well, hey, if you guys have weird superstitions, let us know.
Yeah, please.
Or if they're super scary, keep them to your fucking self. We don't need any more.
No. If they have to do with mirrors, fuck off forever.
Keep them. Okay. That's that on superstitions.
Oh, we're bringing that back?
I guess. People have been saying that's the that to me a lot, and I'm like, maybe we should. I feel guilty.
I'm bringing it back.
Then we totally abandon it. So, okay. Well, that's that and stuff. So, we'll see you next week.
All right.
We're out.
Goodbye.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.